The FBI is warning drivers about possible exploits. Based on a new public announcement on March 17th from the Department of Transportation and National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration, the FBI released a statement that states that consumers should, quote, watch out for hackers trying to break into your car. With the increasing usage of connected vehicles and autonomous systems, several government branches are attempting to raise additional awareness with the public and manufacturers. As you know, last July, Chrysler recalled 1.3 million vehicles due to several researchers proving the ability to remotely hijack a Jeep's critical functions. The FBI statement also attempts to bring awareness to consumers around ways to avoid such exploits, like making sure strangers don't actually have physical access to your car's vital functions and the electronics, similar to like leaving your PC unlocked in public coffee shop. They also state that each consumer should ensure they check on software updates for cars when they require manual security patches. There also is an increased risk due to aftermarket devices now being used on vehicles to help track health or other vital functions of these vehicles. Vehicle cybersecurity, due to the danger of bodily harm, has become an escalated threat and will continue to do so if car manufacturers don't drastically take measures to secure their vehicles.
Are you a Windows Phone user? Are you afraid that Microsoft is going to try the same aggressive, we'll give you Windows 10 or give you Windows 10 tactic that has become oh so popular on the desktop? Well, you can breathe easy. For now, Microsoft has confirmed that Windows Phone users will be able to opt out of the upgrade forever. At the moment, interested users need to download an upgrade advisor to trigger the Windows 10 download, which means that the only people who will receive the upgrade are those who actually want it. Furthermore, Microsoft announced that Windows Phone users may receive notifications in the future about Windows 10, but there will be no push to upgrade unless, of course, the user actually wants the upgrade. Microsoft could always change course on this policy, but it's important to note that most polled Windows Phone users actually want the upgrade to 10 on mobile. So Windows desktop users who don't want 10 are being force-fed, while starving Windows Phone users desperate for the new OS are being invited to an optional upgrade brunch. I'm confused.